Welcome to the Jason's Voices Podcast. On this episode,
pull my pants down around my ankles and bend over my own desk. And I gotta lick my hand. And a one and a two.
And now, your host, Jason Stevens.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the... Why am I wearing fucking headphones today?
Because if you don't, it'll be ruined.
Because you're a punty.
Just like last time. Haven't you learned anything?
No, but there's nothing coming out of those headphones.
I am not going to spend my evening doing this podcast if you're just going to fuck it all up.
You know what I did with last week's podcast? I took it. It was fine. And I listened to it every night and masturbate.
Nice. And that's why you won't release it to anyone else? Because you're
right,
cause private
be
about your...
It'll be a whore.
Your oral masturbating.
If everyone else derives pleasure from it, it'll be a dirty whore that I can't be aroused by.
Yeah.
There's something virginal about it right now.
It's like boxing Helena.
God, that's a horrible movie.
Is it anything like Million Dollar Baby?
No, it's like where he doesn't want to share her, so he cuts off all of her limbs and puts her in a box.
So he can still have sex with her, but then that's pretty much it.
Okay. Helena,
why wouldn't
it's time
she?
For dinner.
Is that the
wheel you out to your seat? Would you like again today, pork roast or beans?
I would like arms and legs. God damn it.
Beans it will be then.
Ding dong.
Oh, Helena, I must hide you from the neighbors.
Okay, just close the lid,
okay.
Asshole.
Hello?
Hello, I'm with the U.S. Census. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Open the box.
I'm sorry, is there someone else here?
Nope,
box.
Just me.
Well, it sounds like there's somebody...
It's me, Helena.
I like to eat dinner with two plates on the table and
somebody
make two
saying,
servings of
I've
beans.
I've eaten nothing but beans.
Somebody is saying Helena, and they're talking about beans.
That is my television.
Look in the box, you fucking idiot.
He said, look in the... Where's this box?
I'm a she.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a man in a box.
There's not a man, there's a woman in a box. Oh! Whoa. I mean, there's two people living here.
Ah, the truth comes out, two. All right, next.
God damn it.
We our secret still lives on, Helena.
I know.
Welcome to the Jason's Voices Podcast, Episode 3. I'm Jason Stevens, your host, and I have three amazing guests with me again this week. Aaron Yonda. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Sean Moore.
Hello.
And Matt Sloan.
Aren't you going to say my credits? I've never been on this show before. You have to say my credits.
Here we go.
You came at Jesus. Me. You came at me so softly.
I came at you like a tender lover.
And finally, my... And you know my third guest from the series Welcome to the Basement, as well as Beer and Board Games. He's the co-creator of Chad Vader and the voice of Darth Vader, Mr. Matt Sloan.
Thank you, Jason.
Matt, any new projects you got working?
No.
You just started a new season of Welcome to the Basement.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you what's sad.
Yeah.
I got a letter in the mail today, and the letter is addressed to Evelyn, the woman who used to own the house that I own with my wife. And Evelyn has been dead for 4 years.
Oh, no.
Evelyn sold us the house, moved to a home, and died within a year. Which, by the way, apparently happens to a lot of people who move out of the home they've lived in their whole life. Like, if you're an old person... And you're like, I think I'll move out of my homestead and move into a little efficiency apartment somewhere in assisted living. You're going to die within a year. It's like statistically, you won't survive it. Like, you're better off taking your chances with the three flights of stairs in your house, the ones that you fall down every November.
Right.
Like,
is this your way to appeal to an older demographic?
Yeah. I looked it up and like... I have no one over the age of 80 listening to the show. I'm hoping I can reach them.
Time to use my recalled food processor. Didn't kill me today. Now I'm going to use put my toast in right next to my bathtub to make it a little more efficient. Because, you know, I don't have a lot of time. And it's like, toast. Right
what
next to my
bathtub.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
He's an old woman.
Food processor.
Maybe
like
we're talking about them moving out of their houses.
An old woman is like living in a house that has like all these gadgets who are out to kill her, but she outlives them. But then like, she moves into like a real nice like apartment. She dies immediately. You know, okay. Like
you mean right. Like the movie Maximum Overdrive?
If I have to explain it, it's not funny.
I'm going to turn on my tennis ball machine. Oh, no, it's come to life, and it's attacking me.
Punk, punk, punk.
Well, I guess I better get into my goblin-faced semi-truck and drive away. Oh, no, that's not working either.
So I get this letter, and the letter says on the top, as you can see, happy birthday.
Oh, no.
And it says 100th birthday open house for Bernice. And then it says, please stop in to wish her a happy 100th birthday. And I thought to myself, okay, this is obviously one of Evelyn's friends who's turning 100 years old. And what a horrible idea to invite all of her elderly friends to her 100th birthday party. What, so she could play a game of like, I wonder how many of my friends are dead. You know, it's like, happy birthday. We'll wheel you right up next to the door and you can tick them off of the sheet that we got you. It's like bingo. It's like bingo. Like, oh, Larry didn't show. He must be dead.
It's kind of like a reverse bucket list. You have a list of people that you want to outlive. Yeah. And you invite them to your birthday party, and if they don't show up, then you check them off the list.
Or hopefully they die on the way to your birthday party because it's hard for them to get around.
Hey, Bernice?
Yes?
We have some bad news. There was a van coming from a nursing home full of your friends who are still alive, and they wanted to come and celebrate. It hit another van full of more of your friends who were coming to the party to celebrate.
You mean I'm the last one?
Unfortunately, that's true.
Then I get the fortune.
What?
What? Oh, I'm senile. I didn't say anything about
I'll get you
fortune.
Some cake, then.
Okay. I will buy someone to take you out.
Here's your cake.
Turn me on. I'm the tennis ball machine. I will drive him away.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my head. Oh, my chest. Oh, my
take
balls.
That. You are grateful, son.
So who, did you ever find out who ended up buying her? Because it was an open house.
What?
You said it was an open house.
Yeah, it's an open house birthday party.
I've never heard of anything like that before.
It's an open house. You come into the house and you just there.
Like walk through.
Open house birthday party. What does that mean?
That never doesn't make any sense.
It's an open house. You come into the house because the house is open.
Okay, you can't just explain something by just saying what it is. What does it? Open house. What does that mean? It's an open house. That's not an explanation.
An open house is a function or a get-together, a gathering, where people just come into your house.
Okay, so most birthday parties, you're not allowed to come into the house. You have to specify that it's an open house birthday party.
Doors are going to be unlocked for the party.
Come to my birthday party and sit out on the porch while I eat cake.
I didn't make this up. I'm just saying what I...
No, you're saying it like it's some obvious thing, but it's not. What is an open house birthday party? It's not a birthday party where you get to come into the
house.
It's
her 100th birthday / open house.
What the fuck does it mean? I don't want you to just read it again, Jason. If you don't know what it means, then just say that.
I know what it means. To me, an open house is you can come over and hang out with me.
And decide if you want to buy the house.
That's what a party is.
Why
you don't have to
say
it's totally redundant.
It's a party.
It's an... I know.
It's a house
every
party
is an open house function.
It must be something you only understand if you're 100.
So this guy died. 88-year-old David Kaim Jr. And he had one dying wish, that his funeral procession would go through a Burger King drive-thru. And so on the way to bury him, they stopped at the Burger King, and they ordered 40 Whopper Juniors.
So his last dying wish was to ensure all of these people had diarrhea after the funeral.
Excuse me, Whoppers Junior is the proper...
The funeral procession ordered a whopping 40 of the Whopper Junior burgers, is how they phrased it.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Whew. But they are not Whopper Juniors.
They're Whoppers Junior.
Correct.
And I'm sure the guy at Burger King was like, 40 Whopper Juniors? Is that what you ordered?
Oh, he probably talks like that because he works
there. Yeah, because he works there. Yeah, he so what guy at Burger King is going to go, did you want 40 Whoppers Junior? They're not going to.
Never. Pardon me, sir, but I'm writing my thesis as we speak. I shall deliver your Whoppers Jr. post haste.
The learned 18th century drive-through chap.
Ba-ding, ba-ding.
Oh, how forgive me for waiting for such a millennia, upon which I shall take thine order.
Is there somebody there?
Ah, isn't that the eternal question? Upon all of the romantics which are asking upon us.
Can I get a sandwich?
Ah, from the Earl of Sandwich, a good friend of mine.
You know what I always loved about people from the 18th century? They started every sentence with,
ah!
Ba-ding, ba-ding.
Ah!
You forgot my onion rings? I was just here.
Ah, but the rings are but a metaphor for your puny life. Swirling, ever swirling.
This is the worst episode of Masterpiece Theater I've ever seen.
Elton John and David Furnish, they just got another baby.
They got it.
Neither of them gave birth to it.
Yeah, no, but how did they get it?
They received it.
When you say they got another baby, there's the implication there is that they snatched it from someone.
Got another baby.
Or that babies are just flying at them and they're trying to catch them. Well, we got one. We got one, David Furnish.
Okay, so they have the new baby. He's got like five names.
One of them is Rocket Man.
Levon Daniel Rocket Man.
Philadelphia Freedom. Yeah, yeah. Funeral for a Friend. That's the first name. Funeral. Coming. Oh!
Please, Elton. Daddy, Elton.
Oh!
No, that's the drive-thru attendant.
What are you doing here? I thought I told you to leave.
Oh, I'm your housekeeper. Upon which, a funeral for a friend has left quite the procession in his diaper.
He's left a Whopper Jr. in his diaper.
They use the same surrogate, and then they don't want to know who the father is. They said they don't want to know who the dad is. It's just some random donor. Like, who would be, if they could come out with the, like, oh, he did a test and they found out who the parent is, who would be the worst case scenario?
Toby Keith. Hey, Toby.
Yeah?
We found out who...
America, singing songs about freedom. I'm sorry, what? I was just writing a new song there.
I was about to tell you that your semen has actually turned into a baby boy.
Whoa! Bless America.
The person who's raising that boy is a wonderful man. He's very talented, very successful in his career.
George Strait?
There's nothing straight about him.
Whoa.
If I was going to adopt a child, I wouldn't want Morgan Freeman to be the donor.
I'm going to need a larger container. This tiny cup won't hold all of my little Freemans. When I free them.
And then Elton John's son would be named Philadelphia Freeman.
Philadelphia Freeman.
I'd like to hear another Toby Keith song.
When the sky lights on fire over Taliban land, you can bet America's putting boots up asses all across the land. America, free murder.
Did he start up a tractor in the middle of the song?
Our very own Willie Street Co-op here in Madison, they have a newsletter. And in that newsletter, readers and customers of the co-op write letters. And some of the letters are very heartfelt and touching. Some of them are amusing. And some of them are sort of like complaint letters, but there's something else to them. Letter to the co-op. Would you guys start a website for all of your personal care items? It is important for sanitation for people to have a culturally competent wholeness soap that doesn't use any type of inflammation. So what are the emotions behind the ingredients? Thanks.
I want you to list your ingredients. One, sodium lauryl sulfate. Two, inflammations. Three, aloe. Four, anger. Five, monobasic phosphate. Six, jealousy.
They did a study and they found out that if you spank a child under the age of one, the child at the age of three is going to be aggressive, and at five they're going to be depressed.
Why would you have to spank a less than 1 year old? How bad can they be? They can barely walk.
Well, they're easy to hit.
Yeah, but that's right horrible. There.
Sir, yes? Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Well, I've got places to be, but whatever.
Do you have any children?
This one, I'm holding.
Oh, it's an infant.
Mm-hmm.
How old is the infant?
Less than one.
Oh, it's crying. Oh.
I'm sorry, go on. No, you were so rudely interrupted.
I actually don't need to ask you the question. I was going to ask you if you spank your child.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the child's under one, and I saw a witness you spank him.
I didn't spank him.
A light spanking on the tuchus. I saw that.
I hit him in the face.
Sir, there's people
what?
Around. I'm trying to help you, sir. I saw he had it coming. I saw you give him a light pat to let him know he was out of line. I'll just write that in my report, sir.
Look at that guy standing there with that dead baby.
He keeps spanking it in the face.
Yeah. He shuts his mouth when he's talking to me.
All right. Well, that's it. You're welcome to go continue on your way into Babies R Us.
Yeah. They sell booze in there?
No.
Okay.
That's just like a weird... We tell kids not to, like, you know, you grow up in your job and you're, like, trying to resolve a conflict. You can't smack your coworker across the face.
Sean's saying we should be able to smack coworkers.
Yes. If that's... If you can if smack it's okay kids. To hit kids, then it's okay to hit coworkers.
Yeah, it's okay to hit anyone.
Why aren't these reports done, Wilson? Get your panties down and get over my knee.
Sir, I don't think we need to do this.
Over my knee.
Okay.
Panties down. I'm going to lick the palm of my hand, and I'm going to give you a good hard whack. Now,
you like that?
Now, are you going to get those reports done?
Yes, Daddy.
What's my name?
Daddy.
Say it like you mean it, son.
Okay, yes, Daddy.
One more for me. There you go. Now, you get back out there on the sales floor, because we're having a sales competition later.
Okay.
First prize is... I'm going to put a dress on you and take you out for a steak supper. Second prize is you get to wax my Cadillac. And third prize is more spankings. Yes?
Sir, I brought your lunch as you requested.
Oh, goody. Ham?
Yep. Okay. A slice of ham.
Oh, I like ham. Did you bring the bonnet?
No, I'm sorry. I forgot the bonnet.
Ah. You know,
take
the
panties down.
Yes,
get over your knee.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Come here.
All right.
Oh, I almost forgot to punish you for that malfeasance. And a one, and a two, and I forgot to lick the palm of my hand. And a one, and a two, and a. There you go. Now you shuffle it back on down to the cafeteria.
Get the bonnet.
And get the bonnet and bring that back.
All right. Can I pull my panties up?
Sure. Yeah. Please do. Please do. We don't want anyone out in the office. Spanking you on your way down to the cafeteria. Now, where did I put all those documents?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Oh, I must have missed a number there. Beep. Shit. My phone's all messed up. Better pull my pants down. Around my ankles and bend over my own desk. And, I gotta lick my hand. And a one, and a two, and a... I've been a bad boy for not fixing my phone right. The end.
Why did the guy's phone just go like, wee woo woo?
I don't
know.
How
are we supposed to know it?
I don't have a phone.
Well, I wonder what... What was the occasion of his first spanking? Like, what happened? Like, maybe we should take a look at that.
Oh, it's 1958. What's that? What's happening? What's that noise? God damn it. Put down my
Lucky Strike, where's that woman?
Which one?
There's two of us.
That's right. You goddamn Mormons. Shut that kid up.
I'm all dry. I've been farming all day. I ain't got nothing to pump.
Okay, I'll stick my teat in his mouth. I smacked him with my teat on accident.
You spanked him with your teat?
I did.
Oh, good.
Did you want me to do it again?
Yeah.
I think he's hungry.
Spank him with the teat.
Should I feed him with spanks?
So that's probably what happened. You know, when that guy was a baby, his dad and his two Mormon wives, they had an unusual spanking method, and it scarred that man for life.
All right. It's commercial time.
It's commercial time.
It's not about anything else. Go to your room and lock the door, because when you try it once, you want to try it some more. Size doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. Oh. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Everybody does it, they like it a lot. You can do it at school, just don't get caught. Don't get caught. It takes a few minutes if you don't delay. Take your time, it could last all day. Bust a nut.
Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store near you.
So there's that.
That last part was the worst part, because that guy...
He was dying.
He sounded like he was partially naked.
Yeah.
Just like wherever he was recording that, in his bedroom.
Right.
He was scantily clad, and he sounded old and saggy and near the end of his life. And perverted.
They must have ran out of budget when they did this song, and they were like, let's just go to the old folks home and hire somebody to do this end voiceover.
Sir? No, I need one of you. I need one of you. I need you three to fight each other to the death, and then I'll come back when one of you is remaining.
I was already dying.
Hey, one.
All right, sir. I need you to read this script. Here you go.
Nuts. Nuts. It's nothing but nuts.
I don't like it. There's other words on the script.
Nut busting flavors. I don't remember the rest of what he says.
Sir, it's corn nuts, 7 delicious nut busting flavors. Drain your nuts at a convenience store near you.
Go into your room where it's nice and dark. Masturbate, masturbate. Touch your nuts and masturbate. I mean, that's basically, they're using masturbation to sell their product.
So this is a real commercial.
Yeah, I don't remember ever hearing it on the radio anywhere.
No, certainly not.
Well, there was the Nut Busting Hour at 6 o'clock with DJ Balls and the Dickinton.
Oh, DJ Balls and the Dickinton.
Mm-hmm. DJ Balls and the Deaton Dickinton.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite show.
I haven't been keeping up on DJ Balls lately. Did he get rid of the Dickinton?
The Deaton Dickinton.
The Deaton Dickinton.
But what about the other guy that I just said?
DJ Balls?
No, I know DJ Balls is still there. DJ Balls is the host.
Yeah.
He doesn't leave.
Yeah, he's been there since 1974.
Oh, I understand. You're making a distinction between two different co-hosts,
right?
The Dickington and the Deaton Dickington.
Yes.
We all know that the Dickington was only on the show from 1986 to 1988.
What happened?
Liquored up and ready to fuck.
Liquored up and ready to fuck.
The new Soundgarden single, now in stores.
Yeehaw! You guys are doing great.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
It's DJ Balls, the DJ Balls Hour. This is Balls Out on your radio. DWB Balls Radio.
Put him on your face. Put him in your mouth.
We're going to be back after these messages from Corn Nuts. What the fuck was that?
What are you talking about?
You just said put him on your face.
Well, sure. That's what? Is that a problem?
Is that a problem? Don't you understand? Were you listening in the meeting today with the program director, Steve Michaels? Let me bring Steve in here. Maybe Steve can explain it to you. Steve, can you come in a second and explain it to the Dickington?
All right. What am I explaining to him?
Explain the balls on the face thing. He doesn't. He said it again on the air.
I thought it was.
It's called teabagging.
It's a ball. Where the balls show. Why wouldn't you say it?
Because I'm DJ Balls. It's the Balls Out Hour.
I don't understand.
You don't put them on your face.
I'm asking you to explain something, and then you're just... Hang on, let me get that. Hello, this is the Dickington.
Oh, God, this commercial from Corn Nuts is an hour long.
Yeah? Okay. All right. That was the FCC. They say that they want to shut us down. Right. Because of what I said on the air.
Steve, is there any way we could get the FCC to not fire all of us?
We just need to get rid of this co-host here, as we'll fire him.
No.
The Dickington?
We'll get rid of the Dickington, and then, and then we'll make this radio station look better.
Well, listen.
That's fine, because I got a different co-host coming in. His name is the Dickington.
What?
Hey, Mom, don't come in here. I'm busy.
What are you doing, son?
I'm spending time. Don't. Just don't come in.
Son, you're not doing anything with nuts, are you?
Not yet.
I told you about those nuts.
I'm using them for other purposes. I'm enjoying them.
Are you spending 1 to 2 minutes with nuts? Should I leave your bedroom now?
Yes, please.
Masturbate, masturbate, eat corn nuts and masturbate. Don't pass the corn nuts through your urethra.
Corn nuts. Corn nuts.
Oh.
Corn nuts.
Oh, yes.
Corn nuts.
Whoa.
Corn nuts. Corn nuts.
Go to the store. Buy the nuts. The 5 different flavors. Nut-busting originals. Get panties out in a bundle. Put them on your in a bowl. Serve them to guests. The corn nuts is delicious. Ejaculating.
Corn nuts.
All right, that has been the Jason's Voices Podcast, Episode 3. I want to thank my guests, Aaron Yonda, Sean Moore, and Matt Sloan. Anything new you guys are working on? You want to plug anything at all?
The Jason's Voices Podcast.
Thanks, Aaron. Sean?
Hit your kid before they're one.
And Matt?
Hit your kid after they're one.
All right.
This has been the Jason's Voices Podcast. Check out more of Jason's Voices at jasonsvoices.com. Duh.